We want to welcome you to Refreshed with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refreshed is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to the Refresh broadcast. This is Bob Arthurs from Merit Assembly of God, and we thank you for tuning in today. I pray that you had a wonderful Christmas yesterday and that you got to spend and enjoy that time with your family and loved ones. We are really excited about what God is doing. I'm going to share a little bit about that here in just a few minutes. But we do want to thank you for all of those who are tuning in and listening and have received some phone calls over the past few weeks and encouragement. And it's just a real privilege for us to be able to bring the Word of God to you. But this is the day after Christmas. I do want to let you know that our service schedule is slightly lighter during this time of the year. And so if you were looking for an opportunity to visit Merit Assembly of God, you're pretty much during this week from Christmas to the little bit after New Year's, we're down to just the Sunday morning service during this coming week. So we will be meeting for church on Sunday morning at 10:30. We'd love to have you join us. And then we do have Sunday school at 9:30 as well for adults and for children. And then we don't have a Sunday night service, and we don't have Wednesday night service on New Year's Day. So if you're looking for an opportunity to visit, we would love to have you. If you don't have a church home, we would love and be honored if you chose to worship Jesus with us. So I pray that you have had a wonderful vacation, time off, and enjoying your family. And I just wanted to share a little bit with you about what's going on. And we have had our Christmas banquet here this last Sunday night at church, and it was a real blessing. It was we were told that it was the best food that we've had that's been delivered. It's a catered banquet, and it was a real enjoyable night. So thanks to everyone who has come out and supported that during this time. We are just real privileged and honored to have been the pastor of this church for 21 years, going on 22 now. So, and this morning I want to take you in the scriptures to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, just a couple of things to focus on after the Christmas season. We're going to be in Luke chapter 17 and verse number 1. And it says now, Luke chapter 17, verse number 11. It says, now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. This morning's broadcast, it's not a real profound or unknown truth that I want to share with you today. It's just simply this. If you were blessed yesterday, if people have been a blessing to you, if God has been a blessing to you, it's quite simply a reminder that we need to to come into his presence and remember to give thanks for what he has already done. If I can, I just want to share with you, God is a great, wonderful God. We serve a miracle-working Savior. And this last Wednesday night, the Wednesday before Christmas, we had some tremendous testimonies that had come forth. First of all, I'd like to share with you my daughter, who had she was part of a larger layoff. She had been without employment for 2 weeks, and the person in our congregation, when that need arose, there was somebody else that was leading the prayer that service, and they prayed, God, I pray that a job would chase her down. And there were some unique circumstances that were involved, but she ended up getting a job. She started it the Wednesday before Christmas, and the circumstances fell right in line with the prayer that we had prayed. Not only that, but my daughter, who that happened, she put in a prayer request for all of those who had been caught up in the layoff, and not all of them are Christians, but she was concerned for their well-being. You know, nobody likes to get laid off, period, much less right around Christmas time. And she put in a prayer request for them, said that she wanted them to find jobs as well. And the Sunday before Christmas here, just a few days ago, she put in a praise report, and she said, as far as she knows, every one of those people that she had worked with that were part of the layoff had already found employment elsewhere. And so that was how our service started the Wednesday before Christmas. Was praise God, there was a person who had a job. There was another person who's been praying for a job, and she had an interview just this last Monday. A company had contacted her and said, we would like you to interview for this position. And so it was not one she had applied for. It was somebody that contacted her and said, we want you for this position. So there was several testimonies on the employment side of things. Then there was a praise report that came about a man who his shoulder had been really bothering him, and they were at a Christmas party, and he just prayed, and all of a sudden his shoulder was completely and totally healed. It wasn't giving him any issues. Then he went for an eye exam, and when he went for his eye exam, one of his eyes tested with 20/20 vision. And what's really miraculous about that is that eye has never tested for 20/20 vision in his entire life. His eyesight is literally better now than it's ever been before. And he's at a stage in life where, you know, the traditional mindset is that your eyesight deteriorates and gets a little more set, and you don't see improvement, you see deterioration or degradation. But not so with this man. I like to claim the promise that, you know, that his eyesight was not dim. You know, even at 120, Moses still had tremendous vision. So we were praising God for that. Then another man testified. He had had issues with hearing. He had had loss of hearing in one of his ears, and we've prayed for that a number of times. And he testified on that Wednesday night service that hearing had been restored in that ear. It had been getting better, and this is without treatment. It had been getting better, and he and another brother agreed in that God was going to touch and heal and restore, and his hearing was restored. He was able to hear again. And so we were just praising God and thanking him for all of these tremendous blessings that he had poured out upon his people. And then there was another testimony that came in from one of our ladies, and she testified how she had been praying for her granddaughter and her granddaughter's husband and family to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. She's been praying for them. I said, how long have you been praying for them? And she said, forever. You know, she's been praying for them for a long, long time. And she testified that they had asked Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, that they were worshiping together as a family in the house of God, and all the whole family, the husband, the wife, the kids, all of them were involved in their Christmas drama production at their church. Now, they live in a different part of the state, or a different state, different part of the country. And so, praise God, God is still in the redemption business. Here in Luke chapter 17, we read where Jesus is traveling through the midst of Samaria. He enters a certain village, and there were 10 lepers there, and they stood afar off. Now, lepers, you know, they had to cry out that they were unclean. It was something that caused them to have separation in their community, and so it was not that they were part of the community as a whole. They weren't able to go everywhere that everyone else was. They weren't able to touch other people. You know, they were like the social outcasts of the time because of the illness that had afflicted them. But these 10 men, as they were there in that village that Jesus came up to, they lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Thank God for his mercy. And I'm also thankful that even though a situation may be impossible with men, it is not impossible with God. And these people were believing that God could do for them what very few had ever been able to experience. Naaman the leper had been healed in the Old Testament. And so these men, they're crying out. Now, leprosy was a disease. It desensitized them. Their nerves lost feeling. It would cause them to suffer injuries that they weren't even aware of. They couldn't feel the pain that was inflicted on them, and it caused their flesh to rot away. And so they cry out, "Jesus, have mercy on us!" Now, when you read that, you've got to realize that these lepers were crying out. They were not only asking for their disease to be taken away, but that thing that kept them stigmatized in the society, the things that kept them from being near their families and being near their loved ones, that's what they were praying and asking. They were saying, heal us of this so that we can be returned to our families' situations, so that we can be productive members of society once again. And so they began to cry out, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. I am so thankful that Jesus is not only concerned about the needs of other people, he's concerned about the needs that you have this day. He's concerned about the needs that I have this day. He is moved with compassion on us. And so I want to encourage you to just cry out and say, God, Lord, Master, my Savior, have mercy on me today. And as you do that, you are going to get God's attention. And so verse number 14, it says, so when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed. Now, you've got to understand that the priest, with the condition of leprosy, lepers were pronounced unclean by the priest, and they were pronounced clean by the priest. And so what Jesus was saying to them was, go, show yourself to the priest so that he can make the official declaration over you that you are healed and that you are free to go back to your families. Now, there are a lot of people who are, they confuse the relationship between faith and doctors. And I want to let you know, I'm thankful for the medical community. I'm thankful for the expertise that they have. I'm thankful for the technology that has advanced to the point that things that were once terminal are no longer fatal issues anymore. I know that that's not the case with everything, but it is the reality in many areas where things that used to kill people now, God has granted the advancement and knowledge to where those are not fatal issues anymore. Now, I want you to know, I believe that our greatest healthcare provider in America is still Jesus. I believe that Jesus is the healer, that he can minister to your physical infirmities and afflictions very effectively. I believe that by his stripes, you were healed. I believe in divine healing. I also believe that when we have a condition in our body, that when God touches us, when God heals us and restores us, it is going to pass up. It is going to pass the scrutiny test of the medical community. I believe that doctor that said, look, your eyesight is better than it's ever been in the history of your life. I believe that that's what we should do. It's, you know, there should be, it should be more than just a feeling that things have improved. It should be something that passed the test. And so Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. If you've got an affliction and God touches you, it's going to pass the test of the medical community as well. And I love those testimonies. And it's not just a blip on the radar screen. There are numerous testimonies that have come. Listen, when they have pronounced you dead, like they did for that man in the Reinhard Bonnke Crusade, and they bring your lifeless body into the church service, and God raised that person from the dead, I believe that that's a pretty suitable test to pass. You know, hey, yes, this person was dead, but now they are not dead anymore. That's pretty good. When you were blind, you couldn't see, and God restores your sight, that's going to be something that can be readily attested to. And so it says that they were on their way. They were doing what Jesus had told them to do. And while they were on the journey, that God cleansed them of their leprosy. Thank God. When Jesus tells you what to do, I encourage you, do it. When he tells you what to do and he tells you when to do it, then I encourage you to obey, to follow his instructions. It says in the scriptures that signs and wonders shall accompany those that believe. And so I encourage you, walk the path of obedience, walk it in faith, saying, God, I believe that you are going to take care of this situation. In verse number 15, it says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. You just look at the truth that is enveloped in that passage of scripture. You see, this person was a Samaritan. He wasn't part of the chosen people. He had, you know, kind of hybrid status. He was looked at as a foreigner. Jesus identifies him as a foreigner, and yet, even though he was outside of the covenant people of God, Jesus healed him of this leprosy that was designed to take his life. It was a sickness that was going to cause him to lose feeling, lose relationships, and it would eventually cause him to lose his life. And Jesus healed him. Today, if you are not where you are supposed to be in your relationship with God, I want to encourage you right now to still cry out to him and say, Master, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. But don't just cry out for mercy from your physical affliction. I want to encourage you to cry out and ask him for mercy for your soul, mercy for your spirit, because that is the real healing that takes place. And this Samaritan was here, and he looked down and he identified that he was healed. What it was he saw the leprosy that was affecting his body. it wasn't having the same effect on him as it had before. And so he it says, when he saw that he was healed, he returned. He stopped on his journey to the priest, the Levitical priest that was going to make the pronouncement. Instead, he made a U-turn and he went back to Jesus. And so here we are. We are at the Christmas season, and God has been good to us. You know, the situations of life, God has been good to us. Even if you are on the lower end of the economic scale here in America, compared to a large portion of the world, you are still blessed beyond their wildest dreams. And so thank God, even if you're on Social Security, even if you're on disability, God has been good to you. I mean, we have a financial reserve, a financial source of income that causes us to be able to function, which is something that is not available in many parts of the world. And so I want to encourage you, if you got everything that you wanted at Christmas time, thank God. If you got some of what you wanted at Christmas time, thank God. If you got some of the things that you needed at Christmas time, thank God. If you were able to worship God with family members and loved ones, I want you to stop what you're doing today for just a moment and give God the praise and the glory and the honor, because those are blessings. Those are favor from God that you and I, we should not take for granted. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were talking about, and you never know when the last time you're going to get to worship with someone is. And so you need to number your days correctly. You need to number your days aright and give God the praise. So I just want to encourage you this day after Christmas to give God praise. If he's healed your body, praise him. If he's given you a job, praise him. If he saved your soul, praise him. If he saved your loved ones, praise him. Because what happens, this one man breaks off from the pack of the 10. He leaves the 9, and the 9 continue on their journey. But this one man says, I'll go and I'll show myself to the priest. But first, I'm going to stop what I'm doing, and I'm going to go back to the presence of Jesus, and I'm going to praise him because he's healed me. So if you have a Bible today, praise God. Just spend a moment and say, God, would you open up my eyes so that I can see how truly blessed that I am? And so this one man goes back, and it, now remember, he lifted up his voice in verse 13 and cried, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. But here in verse 15, it says, he returned and with a loud voice glorified God. When God has done something for you that you desperately needed him to do, you need to glorify God. Use your voice to praise him and bring glory to his name. But when he has done something for you that no one else had been able to do, I encourage you, don't delay. Stop what you are doing. Find your way into the presence of Jesus and bring glory and honor to his name. But what happened was, when this one man returned to give thanks, it birthed something in Jesus. In verse number 17, it said, so Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? The truth of the matter was, all 10 of them, when they got to the priest, they were going to reveal to him that the leprosy was no longer affecting their body. The evidence of the leprosy was gone. And so Jesus then asked this question, but where are the 9? And that was what, when on that Wednesday night service, that was what arose in me, is praise God for a salvation. Praise God for healing. Praise God for jobs. Praise God for restored hearing. Praise God for those things. And I said, I don't want Merit Assembly of God to ever be cause a question to come up before God. It says, I have done so much for them. Where are they to give praise to my name? And I want to challenge you today. Don't cause God to wonder where you are when he knows that he's blessed you, when he knows that he's saved you, redeemed you, delivered you, healed you, blessed you, given you strength in your body, a sound mind, when he has blessed you spiritually, when he has given you every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, and then for him to say, where are my people? Where are the ones that I've blessed? And so here we are, the day after Christmas. Don't let Jesus wonder where you are at today. Say, Jesus, here I am. I want you to know that I recognize what you have done for me. And so it says, there are not any found who return to give glory to God except this foreigner. And what the implication in that verse is that there were people who were not walking in covenant, who recognized the necessity to give God praise and glory and honor that people of the covenant had forgotten. And so I want to encourage you, don't let somebody who doesn't have the spiritual heritage that maybe you've got, don't let them be more compelled to recognize what a blessing and a necessity it is to live a life of thankfulness. And so Jesus has one more statement to this man, and that is, he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And there's another translation that says, your faith has made you whole. And I heard someone preach a long time ago that what he was actually saying to Jesus Jesus was actually saying to this man was that not only had the leprosy been stopped in its tracks from deteriorating and consuming his life, but that Jesus at that point in time had issued a decree from the throne that there had been a word that had proceeded from the throne room of heaven, that this man was not only delivered from the advancement of leprosy, but he was restoring what had been consumed. He was restoring him to a condition of health. And he says, arise, go your way. In other words, he still had to go to the priest and show him. He still had to go and get the declaration. But Jesus was saying, I am restoring you to wholeness. I pray that during this Christmas season that you get more than gifts. I pray that you get more than a new electronic toy. I pray that during this time that you get mercy from on high, that you get a relationship with Jesus that causes you to see that you are blessed and you need to come before the throne of grace and offer him thankfulness. I pray that you get delivered from any affliction or any problem or any disease that would eat away at you physically, financially, relationally, or spiritually. And I pray this, that whatever advancement that the enemy had into your life, that you are delivered from that and God restores you to wholeness. Praise God today, this day after Christmas. Give him thanks, give him glory. We'll see you here tomorrow on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.